Alexa gets ability to search for nearby COVID-19 vaccine centers and helps check availability. Instagram Reels to show advertisements in India and more countries. Amazon is offering 10 free Kindle e-books in India to mark World Book Day. Facebook to incorporate user feedback on newsfeed arrangement based on preference. Apple was targeted in ransomware attack before Spring Loaded event. Vivo S1 Pro, Vivo Z1 Pro, Vivo Z1 X get Android 11-based FunTouch OS 11 update in India. Alexa, Amazon's voice assistant for its Echo devices, has now got the ability to search for nearby vaccination sites and help connect users with these websites to check for availability or schedule an appointment. Alexa users can speak the voice command, "Alexa, where can I get a COVID vaccine?" and a list of all the nearby vaccination sites will be listed out. This will be particularly useful for the elderly who may find it difficult to schedule an appointment via online portals and sites. The company took to its official site to announce that Alexa can help customers access information about COVID-19 vaccines and connect them to vaccination sites. Apart from hearing a list of nearby vaccination centers, users can also ask Alexa to make a call to one of the sites on the list and check for availability. Facebook says it will begin testing ads on its TikTok clone Instagram Reels in India, Brazil, Germany, and Australia as the social media giant aims to make money from its short-form video feature. The company is seeking to capitalize on its popularity in India, a fast-growing social media market, while rival TikTok has been banned from the country since last year. Facebook has said it plans to test other features in India, such as letting content creators share Reels videos on their Facebook accounts. The introduction of advertisement is an indication of how strong the momentum is for Reels, said Carolyn Everson, vice president of Global Business Group at Facebook, in an interview. Everson declined to share usage metrics for Reels. Amazon is offering 10 Kindle e-books for free in India to mark the World Book Day on April 23rd. The books are available in English for users in India, and those with Amazon accounts will be able to download these e-books on their devices for no extra cost. They can read the free e-books on a Kindle and Amazon Fire tablet or the Kindle app on their smartphones. This free Kindle e-book offered will end at 12:29 p.m. Indian Standard Time on 25th April. As for a microsite created by Amazon, all Amazon.in customers who have set India as their current country of use in their Amazon.in account settings are eligible to avail this offer. Facebook says it was taking steps to incorporate direct feedback from users to arrange their news feed as per their preference. Facebook's news feed that comprises posts from friends and businesses is the first thing users see when they open their account on the mobile app or go to the website. The company is running tests globally to get more specific feedback from users on what they want to see, wrote Facebook in a blog post. Some of the new approaches that Facebook will be exploring to gather feedback from users include finding out whether users find a post inspirational, gauging interest in certain topics, better understanding content users want to see less of, and making it easier to give feedback directly on a post. While Apple was busy preparing for the spring-loaded event that took place on Tuesday, April 20th, a ransomware operator demanded that the company pay a ransom to avoid leaking of data about its next-generation devices. The group Revil, also known as Sorinokibi, claimed on the dark web that it had gained access to the computer network of Apple's supplier, Quanta Computer, and demanded US$50 million, which is roughly ₹374.59 crores, to unlock its systems. The Taiwan-based hardware manufacturer is a key supplier of MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and Apple Watch. Vivo S1 Pro, Vivo Z1 Pro, and Vivo Z1 X are reportedly receiving Android 11-based FunTouch OS 11 update in India. However, the updates for all three Vivo smartphones are currently under grayscale testing. In grayscale testing or soak testing, the software is rolled out to a few users for bug testing before it is rolled out more widely. Vivo S1 Pro, Vivo Z1 Pro, and Vivo Z1 X launched with Android 9 Pie-based FunTouch OS 9 and subsequently received the FunTouch OS 10 update based on Android 10.